The northern Ontario woods were a beautiful array of color. The clear, sparkling waters of the lake reflected the glory of the trees and the blue of the sky, even as a young couple put out from shore in their small boat. It was duck hunting season. The young man and his wife both enjoyed this sport and were anticipating a day of pleasure. Eagerly they scanned the sky in search of game. Hours passed and all went well. A large flock of ducks was sighted and both hunters were successful as they shot several of them. The wounded birds fell on a small island some distance from the mainland. Eagerly the two made their way to the end island and were soon gathering up their game. So intent were they on this exciting task that they forgot about their boat, which they had failed to fasten securely. Consternation overcame them when they found that the boat had begun to drift away from land. Without a moment's hesitation, the husband stepped into the chilly waters to grasp the boat. But hidden danger lurked. He plunged into a deep hole. And as his horrified wife watched, he sank from sight, never to rise again. What terror filled that poor woman's heart as she realized her position, stranded alone on that tiny island with a day drawing to a close. The lake seemed deserted. No one was near enough to hear her calls for help. She used all but one shot to attract attention. But all of that was to no avail. People were quite accustomed to that sound at this season of the year, and they paid little attention to it. Almost frantic with grief, she waited hour after hour through the long night. In the early morning hours, she spied a yacht passing the island. Though exhausted and chilled, she managed to use her last shot and finally succeeded in attracting attention. As her rescuers reached the island, she lapsed into unconsciousness. Kind hands saved her from her perilous position, and it wasn't long before she was revived. Later, of course, she told the sad story of her deep loss and of the tragic separation from her loved one, which had so suddenly and cruelly spoiled that weekend of pleasure. Friend, this incident is a sad one indeed, you will agree. Separation from loved ones in this life is a great sorrow. How much more serious and tragic will it be to be separated eternally from the God who loves us so dearly? The day is coming, and perhaps soon, when he will say to those who have rejected his offer of salvation, perhaps even to you, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." Do you know what it is that will separate a holy God from those who know not his Son? It's the great gulf of sin. Sin brings separation, for the wages of sin is death. But friend, my God does not want you to be separated from him through all eternity. And it was for this reason that God the Son, the Lord Jesus, came and died at Calvary's cross. It was for this reason he was laid in that tomb to be resurrected 3 days later, so that through his death and burial and resurrection, he could offer you his gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation, the gift of the forgiveness of sins, even eternal life. Won't you receive the Lord Jesus now as your Savior? And be among those of whom it is said that nothing shall be able to separate them from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. I trust you're in Christ. If not, receive him today. The Holy Spirit will place you into Christ as you're born again through faith in him. Amen.